This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد, almost everyone today is feeling the pinch of inflation and rising prices, cost of living. And like anything that happens in the life of a Muslim, we need to absorb it and contemplate it, because nothing that happens around us is coincidental. There's always a reason, there's always a message, there's always a learning that needs to take place. And if we understand that Allah Azza wa Jal sends whatever He sends our ways for a reason, then it is our task to understand and then transform and improve because of it. So we want to move, inshallah, from complaining into not complaining, into dealing with, and eventually into learning from. And initially, just like with Corona or anything else that we faced, we understand that any inconvenience or hardship that we face is there to forgive our sins. حَتَّى الشَّوْكَةُ يُشَاكُهَا. Even something small that pricks you, a small inconvenience, حَتَّى الْهَمْ وَالْغَمْ. Worry and sadness. Even that takes away your sins. So the discomfort of life, though it's not welcome in one sense, on the other sense, it actually brings us a lot of good. So whatever you're going through and whatever is troubling you because of all of this, understand that it's actually taking away your sins. And if you are patient with it, Allah Azza wa Jal rewards you for it. So inconvenience can turn into something positive when you see yourself gaining Allah's favor through that hardship. It helps us also not to complain when we understand that as a message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is telling us that the kind of life that we live, where everybody lives for his own self, disconnected from what happens around him, for his own selfish needs, that's not sustainable. Meaning, I live as I want to live, and you live as you want to live. I'll sin and I'll do whatever I want, and I think that's not going to catch up to me. That needs to be rethought. Because whatever you do affects me, and whatever I do affects you. And if we sin, if we commit things that upset Allah Azza wa Jal, sooner or later we see the consequences of our actions individually and collectively, in terms of rising prices and climate change and increased murder and killing and loss of security and theft. You see the manifestation of sin. So you want to do this, you have to expect that. And if you don't want that, then we have to change the way that we live and we interact with other people. It's also important to keep in mind that Allah Azza wa Jal, with all of this, is still being very merciful. Because if you think about it, we are really living, compared to the past, in a lot of luxury. What we can afford today, the food that we can eat today, the transportation, the houses, people of the past could not afford this. The standard of living today is pretty high. So even though we don't have as much maybe as we did a month ago or a year ago, we still, alhamdulillah, we have a lot. And if you examine periods in history where people went through famines and recessions and what have you, you'll still understand that Allah Azza wa Jal is being very kind and merciful with us. Not because we deserve it, but because He subhanahu wa ta'ala is the merciful. And just consider how the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to live and what he used to eat and how small his house was, what he used to ride, how many articles of clothing did he possess. And then compare yourself to him alayhi salatu wasalam, you'll discover that you are living in comparison like a king. So alhamdulillah ala ni'mah. May Allah azza wa jal make us of those who are grateful for the ni'mah that he had given us, not constantly complaining and lacking gratitude. Now, how do we deal with this? First of all, there is this common saying, an old one, that said, "Ma'ala man iqtasad," that he who economizes does not go poor. Well, Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah, he says, "Qad ahsana al-mu'minu adabahu 'an Allah 'azza wa jalla." إِنْ وَسَّعَ عَلَيْهِ وَسَّعَ وَإِنْ ضَيَّقَ عَلَيْهِ أَمْسَكَ. He says the believer had gained a lot of manners from Allah Azza wa Jal, that when he notices that Allah had given him more, he can spend a little bit more. But when Allah Azza wa Jal makes it a little bit tight, then he holds back. Meaning he always proportions his spending to what he has and his situation. So the first thing that we want to keep in mind is this can teach us not to be wasteful and not to be frivolous with our spending and differentiate between the essential and the luxury. And a lot of us have no idea what the difference between them is. But this may be a good opportunity for us to understand that. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَٰلِكَ قَوَامًا. Allah praises the believers as that when they spend, they don't waste and they do not hold back in stinginess, but they are in moderation. That's a constant feature of that believer. وَكُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. Eat and drink, but do not be wasteful, because Allah does not love those who are wasteful. So when you don't have a lot, it's an opportunity for you to say, do I need to spend on this? And is this essential? Can I live without that? And if you can, then live without it. And you'll discover that you have power to live without it. Consider how, for instance, how much money we may be spending on something as insignificant as coffee that we buy every single day. If you stop buying that, calculate how much time you'll have, much money you'll be able to spend at the end of the month and then at the end of the year. So wastefulness is a disease of the age, among the young especially. So we have to relearn the value of money. And by saying the value of money, I do not mean that we need to be stingy and greedy. No, but that we don't be wasteful, just like we are not wasteful with water, and we are not wasteful with food. Also, we're not wasteful with money, because it's a ni'mah that Allah Azza wa Jal had given to you. So thank Allah Azza wa Jal for it. You do not need a phone every single year or every other year. You don't need to buy the most expensive brands for you to feel better about yourself or to compete with other people. You don't need to eat outside. You don't need it if you can cook at home. You could learn how to cook at home. So learning the value of money, subhanAllah. There was a study done on millionaires. And I'm not bringing them here as an example, but to tell you that in one sense, they could be an example. That most millionaires are self-made. They don't inherit their wealth, by the way. They tell you that millionaires use coupons. The millionaires set a budget for themselves. $200 for eating outside, not more. And if they reach that limit, they don't eat outside. And if they exceed or reach the limit of buying coffee outside, they don't drink coffee outside. They don't carry debt. Carry credit card debt. They don't carry credit card debt. They deal with cash. When they save, they save. Every penny for them counts. I'm not saying let's be as greedy or money crazy as some people are. But I'm saying that economizing, saving, being thrifty is reasonable. Because the more that you have, the more that you could do with it. And if you don't have, you're going to have to borrow money. And one of the things that we want to keep in mind through these rough, difficult times is don't fall into debt. As much as you can, don't fall into debt. As much as you can, don't use your credit card. Don't say, I'll use it and I'll pay later. If there's interest in it, it's not for you. If you have to live with beyond your means, you understand that this is not for you. So understand what you need, what your means are, and spend accordingly. And then ask Allah Azza wa Jal for barakah. So how do we do this? First of all, the halal. Halal has a lot more barakah in it than haram. And the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, he said, إن روح القدس نفث في روعي أن نفسا لن تموت حتى تستكفي رزقها. فاتقوا الله وأجملوا في الطلب ولا يحملنكم استبتاء الرزق على أن تطلبوه بمعصية الله فإنما عند الله لا ينال إلا بطاعته. He said عليه الصلاة والسلام, he said that the angel blew into my heart the following sentences. No one will die until they will fulfill and receive their full provisions that Allah had destined for them. Meaning it will never escape you. So the Prophet ﷺ continues and he says, so have taqwa of Allah and be moderate in seeking your provision. And if it is slowly coming to you and you think it's coming too slowly, don't try to seek it by and through sinful means. Because what Allah has can only be gained through listening to Him and obeying Him. Meaning, if you're not finding that you're not having a lot of money at the moment and you think that you're going to disobey Allah Azza wa Jal to get more, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is saying you're not going to get more. First, because whatever you're going to get is destined. One. Second, because if you want something from Allah Azza wa Jal, it's ludicrous to think I'll disobey Him to get it from Him. But rather obey and Allah Azza wa Jal will give it to you. So that's the beauty of a person who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala facing these difficult times, because your heart is connected to Allah Azza wa Jal, not to money. And he also said alayhi salatu wasalam about greed and lust for money, even if it's your own salary, even if it's halal. He said, فَمَنْ أَخَذَهُ بِإِشْرَافِ فَمَنْ أَخَذَهُ بِسَخَاوَةِ نَفْسٍ بُورِكَ لَهُ فِيهِ يعني المال وَمَنْ أَخَذَهُ بِإِشْرَافِ نَفْسٍ لَمْ يُبَارَكْ لَهُ فِيهِ وَكَانَ كَالَّذِي يَأْكُلُ وَلَا يَشْبَعُ. He says, he said عليه الصلاة والسلام in the hadith that this money is beautiful and attractive, as if you take it with a generous spirit, Allah blesses it for you. Meaning you're not taking it, you're not handling it with greed and stinginess. You take it because it come from Allah Azza wa Jal and you can easily spend it. That's the generous spirit. Your life does not depend on it. It comes and it goes and it's in your hand, not in your heart. But he says also, but the one who takes it with greed, ishrafu nafsin, he's lusting after it, he will not receive barakah in it. And he will be like one who eats but is never satisfied. That includes our salaries, includes our businesses. If you're money crazy, Allah will not bless what you're going to have because you're crazy about it. And you're never going to have enough of it. But if you earn it and your heart is with Allah Azza wa Jal and you know it's coming from Him, there will be barakah in it. So barakah from halal and barakah from having a generous heart and barakah also from sadaqah. And that runs contrary to what I said before, because I said, keep your money, but only when it comes to sadaqah, give. Because he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, that Allah Azza wa Jal said, Yabna Adam, anfiq unfiq alayk. He says, oh child of Adam, spend, I'll spend on you. So if you want barakah in your household and in your money, yes, give sadaqah. And that runs contrary to human math. But this is divine math. And divine man tells you that when you give, Allah Azza wa Jal doubles it, triples it. Allah gives you a lot more than what you've given. And again, that is because you freed yourself of slavery to money. And this whole thing is about teaching us not to be slaves to money, but to be servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فأستغفروه. الحمد لله رب العالمين، حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه، وأصلي وأسلم على رسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. One of the very important lessons that such an experience can teach us is abandoning extravagance and affluence and luxury in our lives in general. As a principle, as a way of living, even if you have money, you would avoid it. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said إياك والتنعم فإن عباد الله ليسوا بالمتنعمين. He said beware of luxury because the servants of Allah are not the luxurious, are not the ones who live in luxury. When you see the Quran in the word taraf, which is luxury and affluence, you'll find that when Allah Azza wa Jal mentions those who are living there, He is talking about those who are being punished, who are denying Allah's messages and are in hellfire. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَبْلَ ذَٰلِكَ مُتْرَفِينَ. People in hellfire, they used to be living in luxury in the dunya. And he says, إِذَا أَرَدْنَا أَن نُهْلِكَ قَرْيَةً أَمَرْنَا مُتْرَفِيهَا فَفَسَقُوا فِيهَا فَحَقَّ عَلَيْهَا الْقَوْلُ فَدَمَّرْنَاهَا تَدْمِيرًا. It is when we want to destroy a city, we command the affluent in it to obey Allah Azza wa Jal. They resist and they sin and they deserve Allah's punishment, and Allah Azza wa Jal punishes them. So luxury is a barrier between you and Allah Azza wa Jal. You want to understand this because that's on the main lessons of Islam. And again, look at the life of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam for you to really understand it. Love of the dunya is the greatest competitor with the love of Allah, the greatest competitor with Islam, the greatest thief of your heart. So if you live in luxury, if you live with affluence, if you love the dunya so much, there is no conceivable way for you to leave it for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because to go to the hereafter, you got to favor the hereafter over the dunya. And if you love the dunya that much, there is no way that the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla can have a space in our hearts. So you have to understand that if we go through difficult times, Allah Azza wa Jalla wants us to simply start detaching from the dunya. That it does not define you. And it does not tell you who you are. And it's not the thing that is supposed to make you happy. The more you have of it, the less that you will have of the hereafter. That's how the equation runs. And the less that you will have of it, the more that you will have of the hereafter. He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, in a hadith, إِنَّ أَهْلَ الشَّبَعِ فِي الدُّنْيَا هُمْ أَهْلُ الْجُوعِ فِي الْآخِرَةِ غَدًا. He says, the people who are full in the dunya are the people who will be hungry on the day of judgment. Tells you that the more that you fill up your belly, the less the obedient you will be to Allah Azza wa Jal as a standard rule. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in the hadith that you know very well that if you really, really want to eat, one third for your food. So if you really, really want to focus on the dunya, only a portion of you should focus on the dunya, but the rest has to focus on other things, and mainly Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And if someone is facing hardship with debt, hardship with money, dua, and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in addition to seeking halal employment, but asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially through the inherited dua from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Someone once came to Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu complaining about a debt that he had. And he said to him, shall I not tell you a dua that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam taught me, that if you had a mountain of debt, like he said, literally like a mountain of debt, Allah Azza wa Jal will help you repay it. Allahumma kfina bihalalika an haramika wa aghnina bifadlika amman siwak. Ya Allah, suffice us with your halal rather than your haram. And enrich us. Allahumma kfina bihalalika an haramika. And then your favor, enrich us with your favor so that we don't need others' favors. Allahumma kfina bihalalika an haramik wa ghnina bifadlika amman siwa. He said, if you have a mountain of debt, Allah Azza wa Jal will help you repay it. And the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام also he said in another hadith, اللهم اقضي عنا الدين وأغنينا من الفقر. Ya Allah, repay our debt and enrich us and save us from poverty. So you make that your dua. And the dua also that we mentioned last time, when you wake up, اللهم إني أسألك علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا. In it, you're asking Allah Azza wa Jal for a good provision from Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are other du'as as well that a person could resort to. But to keep asking Allah Azza wa Jal for it, to enrich you so that you don't need anybody else except Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally, contentment. To actually have rida and contentment. To be satisfied with the little that we have, even if it is little. To be thankful for it, even if it's not as much as other people. To stop comparing ourselves to our neighbors or to our relatives. Whoever Allah Azza wa Jalla had given him money, you are being tested at this moment. When you find people around you who don't have enough, and you're wasting your money, you are being tested at this moment, and you are failing the test because you're supposed to inject that money back into people's hands. To alleviate their suffering, you are responsible for it because you do not know whether tomorrow you will be in the same condition. And if Allah Azza wa Jal may ask you, I've given you so much, but you squander it. And you had so many people around you, but you did not come to their aid. That's a question that people of wealth will be asked about. But if you don't have as much as other people have, don't compare yourself to them because it does not mean if they have something that they are really blessed. The truly blessed are those who believe in Allah Azza wa Jalla and do what He wants, not those who disobey Him. The blessed are those who are content with Allah Azza wa Jalla. Al-rida wa shukr, that you see everything that Allah had given to you as the greatest thing, and you thank Him for it, and Allah blesses it because of that, and you feel satisfied because of it, and you say, I don't need more. I don't need a new thing here and there. I don't need a bigger thing in here and there. Because that limit allows you to think about the hereafter and invest in the hereafter. And on that day, you'll find that all of those who had more in this dunya are far beneath and behind you if you strive towards Allah Azza wa Jal. And at that time, your success will be evident and clear and eternal. So if people are focused on the dunya and sad because of the dunya, why not divert our attention to the akhirah and make that the source of our happiness? Imagine a day when you will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all the troubles of this life are behind you. Everything that has troubled you or is troubling you is absolutely behind you. And Allah Azza wa Jal meets you. And the angels of Allah Azza wa Jal meet you. And they smile in your face and they say, good news, you are going to have a living where there will be no discomfort and no hunger and no sadness from now till eternity, and you enter Jannah. Imagine yourself in that situation. All the suffering of this dunya, all of its ordeals will evaporate, and you'll thank Allah Azza wa Jal for every minute He took away the dunya from you to remind you of Him. Every minute He deprived you so that He would elevate you on that day. So yes, there is difficulty. But we thank Allah Azza wa Jal for times of ease and times of difficulty. And we ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to teach us the best of lessons during these times. Allah ya Rabbal Alameen, iqdi anna ad-dayna wa aghnina min al-faqr. اللهم اقض عنا الدين واغننا من الفقر اللهم اقض عنا الدين واغننا من الفقر اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن والعز والكسل والجبن والبخل وغلبة الدين وقهر الرجال اللهم اجعل الآخرة أكبر همنا رب العالمين ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا اللهم ادخلنا الجنة واعذنا من النار اللهم ادخلنا الجنة واعذنا من النار اللهم ادخلنا الجنة واعذنا من النار اللهم نسألك الإخلاص اللهم نسألك الإخلاص اللهم نسألك الإخلاص اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الشرك والرياء والعجب والسمعة ونعوذ بك من كل ما لا تحب رب العالمين اللهم نسألك ما قرب إليك من قول وعمل ونعوذ بك من كل ما بعد عنك من قول وعمل. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا أجمعين، اللهم طهر لنا قلوبنا واجعلنا من أهل الصلاح والتقوى يا رب العالمين، وأقم الصلاة.